See, what he's saying is like this, that if the lokeach, the buyer, is being cheated by a sixth, so there's two ways to measure the sixth. You could measure the sixth by taking the entire value, and you're overcharging him by a sixth of the value. That's one sixth that emerges. That's called milagaf. There's another way you could do it, which is called milabar, which means you take the value and you divide it into five components and you charge him an extra component so that there are six components now. So the sixth is what is constituted of the value, the five units of value, and the additional unit that you cheated him with. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So then it's really a fifth.
Right. You're really taking a fifth, right?
Right. But now, if you try to do that by the mocher, by the seller, you try to cheat the seller, you can't work out a sixth that way. Because, well, let me just say it correctly. If you break it into five units, so you're going to have five 1.2s.
It's worth six, and you paid five.
It's worth six, and you want to take this value of six and break it into five units.
Okay.
So each unit is how much? It's going to be 1.2.
Right.
Right. Now you're going to say that he underpaid him by 1.2. Right. But if he underpaid him by 1.2, there is no sixth. Because the 1.2 that he underpaid him is a minus. So you can't add that minus to the other five units. You understand that?
Right. That makes sense.
Right?
Right. But you're subtracting at 1.2.
You're subtracting. So the only sixth the only way a sixth emerges is as a percentage of the given value, the existing value. But you can't have a sixth emerge by the method of breaking the existing value into five components, and therefore you're underpaying him by one of those components, and now you have six, because you're underpaying, you're minusing. Okay, so you're never going to have a sixth. So since the cheating has to be the same ratio, whether it's lokeach or mocher, okay, the same system, whether it's lokeach or mocher, so you cannot have milabar, you can't have milabar in Shavuos. Okay, is that a little clearer?
Right. The sheer shtus has to be the same for
both of them. The same shtus, when you're underpaying, only derives from the ratio to the value, from what you're taking it from. It can't arrive from what you're doing, what you're putting in, because you're minusing.
Right.
Whereas in the, whereas when you're overpaying, so you can have it arrive in two manners, either by the fraction of the given or by the additional unit which you paid.
Right.
But when you're underpaying, such a phenomenon is not possible. Because there's the only sixth that you're going to have is going to emerge from the from the shame that emerges from the fraction of the existing. You can't add a unit and create a sixth that way, because you're underpaying, you're minusing, and there's no unit there. Right? You see? Okay. Is it a little clearer?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the last part of Rashi. Okay, Avol and Pachos Mishtu. Oh, yeah. The Im Yoser Alshtos. If he overcharged them by a sixth, Shnehem Chozer. So they could both change their mind. The Lokeach can change his mind, and the Mocha can change his mind.
Mm-hmm.
Then Rashi is Afilu Rotza Lahazu Loha Anoa. So what is Rashi adding here? Even if the mocha wants to give back the ono, the extra six, so the lokeach, the buyer, still has a right to do what? To be mevatel lemekach. To say, I don't want the whole deal. Yeah, why? Why is that so? So how do we explain it?
You couldn't have kiyum mekach about the six.
Because there's a tarta desasri, there's a contradiction between the existence of the mekach and the violation of the cheating. So therefore the two cannot coexist.
Right.
So if he's gonna be mazer ono, so he's gonna say there is ono here of more than the sixth. But the mekach is kayam, the deal is clinched. That's an impossibility. You can't say this is a deal, because there's too much cheating, there's too much. Okay? Now what's the other way? That the mocha can change his mind?
Lokeach wants the onah back.
The lokeach, the mocha got cheated.
Okay.
The mocha got cheated. So he got cheated by a sixth, because it was underpaid.
Right,
it was underpaid. So now, no, I'm sorry.
The lokeach wants his onah back.
The lokeach wants his onah, that was the first case.
I thought that was the mocha wanted to give
them. The lokeach wants his onoa back, right. The lokeach was cheating. And lokeach wants his onoa back.
Right. Now the mocha has options. The mocha could either give him back his onoa or be mevatel lemekach.
So the mocha has a right to be mevatel lemekach. So we say, why? But the lokeach is saying, I want to just give back what you cheated me.
Right. And he could.
And he could.
Right.
And he could. So the mocha has a right to say, no, I don't want the sale to exist at all.
Here's mine.
So what's the reason? What's the reason? Because we say that it has to be even. That if the lokeach can be towing, if the lokeach can claim that there can't be a coexistence of the kiyum mekach with the ono, so the mocher
also has to have that right.
Also has to have that right. Okay.
Right.
So why? So. But if they agree, but Rashi seems to be adding something here. Rishus biyashneim lanzar. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But let's, it's a rishus.
Right.
But if they don't want to be chazer,
right.
So then which mekach, it's not a new deal,
right.
It's an old deal.
Right.
So the question is, why is it an old deal? Because there's a tarta desasri between what?
Yisrael
and Kiyam Mekach. The Yisrael and Kiyam Mekach.
Right.
That's what we got stuck with yesterday.
Right.
So what's the answer?
Unconscionable when they...
See, I think we're forgetting the premises of the whole sugya here. Okay? You see, there's no isser on the deal being kind. It's not an isser that you can't have a tarta desasri between the onoa and the kiyum mekach. It's not a loch and isurin. It's not a lav and isurin.
Okay.
You understand what I mean?
Right.
Because really, me'ikar adin, the whole deal was consummated with full das, and that's the way it is. The only time you come into this contradiction is where there's an exercise of schusim. In the world of exercising schusim, the contradiction comes into existence. So my schus, my demanding the onor, okay, my exercising my schus to demand the onor is what brings the is what brings the onor into existence.
Okay.
Okay. In other words, the only time that you come into the problem is where there's an exercising of schusei mamon. The schusei mamon of onor is a tarti desasri to the schus of kiyam hamekach. When you're dealing in schusim, then you have a tarti desasri. But if we don't want to deal in schusim, we just want to do. We want to do it. There's no issue to do it.
Right. I mean, he's not exercising his chus because they're just both agreeing.
Yeah.
If you would force the other guy, that would be he's exercising his chus or no.
That's correct.
Then you have a tata disaster. You can't.
Then you have a tata disaster. It was ono. Ono is something that only exists if I, as a buyer, exercise my right, my legal right. But it doesn't exist as a phenomenon of Issa.
Oh, it doesn't?
No.
So if I have a supermarket and I'm charging everyone 1/6 and they're all stupid consumers, I was not over any Issa, you're saying?
No, do they all agree?
They don't know. They're stupid consumers.
Does agree mean they pay
so
the price?
Then you're cheating. Then
so it's on us. There isn't it's on us. So that's what happened here. He didn't find out until afterwards.
It's because he has a schus to claim the onor that he can't do it. But if everybody agrees that this is what we want this.
But they all agreed afterwards here.
Doesn't matter.
In
other words.
You mean he was over the issue and then he wasn't over the
issue? No.
They agreed to pay.
In other words, all they're
price.
Saying here is that we want a kiyam hamekach and onor. But if they say we want kiyam hamekach and onor, there's no issue to do that.
If the guy died, there's no problem?
Who died?
That's his question.
Now they're agreeing to forget about the schusei onor.
I know, but he wasn't allowed to. It was nislach chila to go ahead and charge more than the
sixth. That's correct.
And he was over an isser.
He was over an isser.
Oh, okay.
But
so
right now, what's happening? Right now, I'm asking for my onor, and you're saying, I'm giving it back to you. You can have it.
Right.
So what we're saying is we're making up that let's forget about the schusei.
Right. Right.
So if we forget about the schusim, so the only reason we shouldn't be able to do it is because there's an issa between the shame ono and the shame kiyam hamekach. But there's no issa like that if you're not exercising your schusim. It's only an issa in the schusim.
I mean, the chal shem. But the Shem Ono is ma'akev the schusim, but now they're willing to give it back, so there's no issa anymore.
In other words, if I say I want my Ono, and you say I want kiyam hamekach, I want my schus kiyam hamekach, you want your schus kiyam hamekach, I want my schus Ono. That's a tata desasri.
I mean, if you'd force him to give back the Ono,
yes.
Because
right.
You're exercising a schus, saying this is a ripoff, I have rights to get it back, and that's
right.
Really Ono.
That's right. If I say I want my schus onor, and you want your schus kiyam hamekach, so those two schusim are tarti desasri, and they can't coexist. But if we want to, if we don't speak in terms of schusim, we just want the mekach to be kiyam, even though there's an excess of a sixth. There's no issue in that. The deal stands.
Right. Because you violated the guy's rights, his mom's rights.
That's correct.
By ripping him off.
But if you're not in the framework, if he's not even talking, if you're not in the framework of his mumminess rights anymore, you're just working out a deal you're agreeing to.
Right.
Just the whole framework of Isra and No doesn't apply. There's no
deal. You're knocking off
right.
the whole framework of Isra and No from the picture. So what happens? It goes back to its original thing.
Right. And there's a deal you guys want. What's the problem? Right.
That's it. Of the Onoa only comes into the picture when I make a claim, when I exercise my schus. Okay, so if I say I want my Onoa, and you say I want to exercise my schus kinonekach. Okay, so then it's a tata disaster.
If you gave him back his Onoa in that case, you're coming back on.
Right, in other words, if he wants Kim and the other guy wants his Onoa.
Okay, if wants Onoa back in the Mocher, wants what? He wants Bittel Mocher? He wants to just keep all the money?
In other words, Lokeach says, Lokeach wants his Onoa back.
Right.
And then he says, and he wants Bittel Mekach.
Right, the Mocher wants Bittel Mekach, but you're saying too bad. If
right.
He had said too bad, Lokeach could just get his Onoa back because Yadal Yana. If you had said that, you mean.
Say again, for
if you had said more than a shtus, like Yadal Yana, if Lokeach wants his own Onoa back, he can force it, even if the Mocher doesn't want to give it back.
That's correct.
You see, that would be a tata disaster, because he's getting back his Onoa through a schus.
Right.
So then that Onoa is like in the shame of an Isra Onoa.
Right.
Because he has to bring it, it's a violation of his rights, and he's claiming it through a tree of schus Onoa.
Right.
So that type of Onoa is a tata disaster to King Mecca.
That's right.
But if he's just getting his Onoa back because they're agreeing, but nobody's exercising their right, that Onoa is not tata disaster. It's just they made an agreement to get back money.
Right.
Kechasa, it's just not the Israel.
That's right. It's the same amount, but the amount is not the tata disaster.
Right.
The tata disaster only comes into the picture when each one starts exercising the schusim.
Right.
And in that very claim of the Onoa is the schus bitla mekach because of the tata disaster. So now the mocher has the same exact right to say it's a tata disaster.
And that's one of his schusay, Mamon?
Because it has to be even.
You just think some it has to be even.
Exactly.
All
right. Has to be even. In other words, once you have a tarti de sasri that was set up by the lokeach between the schusay Onoa and the kiyam amekach, so now the mocher can take advantage of that.
Right,
so
okay.
You can say there's a tarti de sasri here.
Right.
What is the claim of the lokeach? The claim is there was Onoa here, and I was cheated. And therefore, I have the right to say that there's bitla mekach. But the bitla mekach, my demand for bitla mekach is based on the claim of Onoa.
Right. I mean, he doesn't have a schus of chazaras on Onoa, but he's a schus of bitla mekach based on Onoa.
Right.
How does the other Onoa work? They're not.
That's the point here. That you don't have the schus in practicality to claim the Onoa.
Right.
But your taina is, of course, Onoa.
Right.
I mean, that's really what your taina is. But your taina of Onoa is converted into the ability to demand bitla mekach.
Right.
Correct? But what is your taina? Your taina is the Onoa. Now, if you say to the mocher, I'm going to forfeit my taina of bitla mekach, so you're ipso facto forfeiting the taina's Onoa upon which your taina of bitla mekach is based. So now you're out of the realm of taina. And since you're out of the realm of taina, so we go back to the original din. There's an excess here in a sale. There's no issue with that. There's no. What is it? This is the right to do that.
Right.
Do you follow? In other words, by bitl mekach, that's where the problem is. The problem is understanding the tine of bitl mekach. Is it a tainus ono, or is it a tainus bilameka? See, it's really a tainus ono. Because without ono, I can't have bilameka. But the tainus ono is converted into a reality of a tainus of a bilameka. So if I forfeit my bitla mekach, I'm forfeiting the din taina, my whole din taina. So
it
therefore,
has to be in the framework.
What's that?
It has to be. It can't just exist on its own. It has to be.
That's right. That's right. You can't.
You have no schus from us or not, right?
It's not really. It's really a taina of onoa, but a tvi of bitla mekach.
Right, but you can't be Tovei Chazar, so no.
So what are you saying?
Is the Mocha has the right to be involved in the Mecca?
In this case, Lokech wants the Ono back.
Yes.
And the
but we're saying when Lokech wants the Ono back, he has no right to say, I want the Ono back.
Right, he hasn't supposed to actually
that's
get the
Taina.
Right, it's a Taina.
But the Taina of Ono is converted into a Tvi of Bitla Mecca.
Right, he only has that supposed to right. He has supposed to Bitla Mecca.
Okay, so we're. So where do we have room for a case where the mocher is choser?
Oh, so in that case, since the lekech has choser bit l'mekach, so the mocher has to have it too.
Yeah, but...
Right.
But, in other words, the lekech can only say bit l'mekach.
Correct. But now the mocher can also.
What are you going to say?
Let's say the lekech says, I'll keep the deal. It went up to 8. The lekech
okay.
wants to keep the deal.
Okay.
So the mocher can move on to it.
Can you just make a time?
Yeah, that's close. Harav Yitzchak Bar Mordechai tirates the Hassam, that case over there from
where it went up.
Right. The Kishaino Kech Taveo Nasa.
Kishaino Kech Taveo Nasa.
Lakach in a Mocha Yachalach Zubo. Lakech wants to keep the whole deal. So then the Mocha has no choice. He has to keep the deal.
Right.
Aval Hacha, we say Shneem Cholachzer, Marikishem is Ana Taveo Nasa. This Ana's Taveo, he wants the money returned.
You see that he's saying like we're saying.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Well, kachem is ani yachol b'atam mekach.
Once he's tovei ono, so.
But he doesn't have a schus to get the money back.
Right, if he's not tovei ono, so. So then he's not exercising any schusim.
Right.
So then it's.
Right.
Mutter.
Right, work it out.
Work it out.
Right.
But the moment he's being tovei ono, so.
Right.
So now he's bringing in tvia and ono. Now the mocha.
You both have mezuchas bitul mekach.
So now the mocher has a schus to benefit from the Tata Desasri.
Right.
Because Lokeach created the Tata Desasri by being Tovei Ono.
So they both now.
He seems to be saying exactly what we're saying.
I think so, right.
I don't understand. Is the Lokeach